Good morning, everybody. My name is Tony Wilson. I'm a church member and a member of the leadership team. And today I'm talking about being new in Christ. The subject enables me to bring great encouragement in these troubled times. I can speak of a new life where I can entrust it to the Lord Jesus and be sustained by him. How about new for old in general? In most areas of life, it looks like a good deal, though not always. I heard on Wednesday morning, for example, that the £50 voucher scheme to make over and service your old bikes had been totally oversubscribed. The website had been flooded and they'd had to close it until they'd sorted it out. Well, we're all being encouraged to live healthier lives, but getting your old bike sorted under this scheme doesn't look too likely right now. How about new identity? It's good to be passionate about some things. I loved the music, for example, of Les Miserables, which touches my very soul. The story starts with Jean Valjean, who stole bread for his starving family and served as a convict, number 24601, before being released with the ex-con label and identity. He's given the opportunity of new life by an amazing and unexpected gift. It's the story of law and grace and transforming love, written in France of the early 19th century with the most amazing music. An epic story, wonderful music, the theme of new identity, but of course it is a story. How about new birth? My mum told me shortly before her death last year that the greatest moment of her life was when she held me in her arms as a firstborn child for the first time. That took me aback and was very humbling. Today, I'm talking about being new in Christ as the best new for old deal there is since the Garden of Eden. God had proposed to Adam and Eve a way of life which, sadly, they chose other. God had to close it down because of their choosing their own rather than his way. That's the story of Genesis in the Bible. But God has opened up a new deal, life transforming, being born again. And he intends that for all of humanity and for all time. I speak, of course, of the free gift of life in Jesus Christ that became available as he rose from dead, that first Easter morning. And he was vindicated by God as Lord and Saviour through his death on the cross to save us from our sins. What a deal is this? I am new in Christ. This is the third of our series of talks on the overall theme of our identity in Christ. It continues through to early September. Louise started the series by explaining that as a Christian, I'm a child of God. And last week, Colin explained, I am forgiven and free of condemnation. Today, I want to say, I am new in Christ. A truly wonderful statement to be able to make. Also, I would say that it's great to read the different stories of their faith which people have shared and contributed through our Morning Thoughts on the Church Facebook page over recent weeks. The stories are as different as the people that share them. But what they have in common is that they speak of how each person has met the risen Lord Jesus through his Holy Spirit and come to a Christian faith with their life made new, becoming new in Christ. The stories come from various members of our church family, teenagers through middle-aged folks and now older folks like me. The stories speak of how each person has been changed and is continuing to be made new in Christ. We are used to doing things in the way that we've got used to doing them. Sometimes we think we cannot change, but the Bible tells us that we are, can be, new creations, literally new people. Holy Spirit transformations are possible. The Christian author and evangelist Leighton Ford says, God loves us the way we are, but loves us too much to leave us that way. So today I just want to go on to share a couple of verses from the good news told by the Apostle John, and then to share my own story with you. John tells us that Jesus said a number of wonderful things directly. He was with him. For example, John says in chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. In other words, life-sustaining nourishment. In John chapter 8, verse 12, he says this, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And for me, the greatest word, which is either totally insane or wonderful beyond measure, is this. In John 11, verse 25, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. I treasure these life-transforming words spoken to Martha at the graveside of her brother Lazarus. He was the friend of Jesus, and Jesus then went on to raise him from death to life. And then this is what the Apostle Paul says in a later letter to the church at Corinth. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. A new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. This then brings me to my story. I made a choice to accept the new life of the Lord Jesus many years ago. That choice changed everything forever in my life. It opened up a new relationship with him, where life-transforming prayer has become central in my life. That led to many other directions and choices and decisions through God's guidance, the most important one being to my lovely wife, Liz, where we share a journey of Christian faith together. And in faith, I know only my story. But I believe that God's way in my life is the best that my life can be. My choice was to come to the giver of life and be born again, to know his new life now and forever. I have come to believe that God made me to know him, love him, and serve him now and forever. Well, this new birth led to the ever-living Spirit of God growing and developing in me, building his new life in me, in body and spirit. And as the Holy Spirit lives in me, I seek to go his way, to do his will, and be his person. The choices we make are important, and I think that the most important choice we make every day is this. These are the words that I try and speak out at the beginning of each day. Lord, all that I am, all that I have, I offer to you to be transformed in praise and worship. This deliberately places into God's hands all the choices each day which follow. Inevitably, we get some wrong. This is the nature of our fallen world. But I believe there is no better way. With all my heart, I encourage everyone that I may to accept and live out this new life. So if you have not yet, please do accept this wonderful gift of new life in Jesus. This is my prayer. I suggest this can be a shared prayer. Lord, whether for the first time or much repeated, I come to you as I am. I confess and am sorry for my failings and faults, my sins. I ask for your forgiveness and new life. I ask, Father, in Jesus' name. And so finally, I pray now over us the prayer of Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, how long, and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. God bless everybody.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for that word. What an amazing transformation that takes place when we have a new birth in Jesus Christ, that each one of us become a new creation, bought by Jesus, empowered by the transformation within through the Holy Spirit. What good news is that? And it's an opportunity that's open for all of us when we trust Jesus as Lord and Saviour. So thank you for that message this morning, Tony. We're going to sing once more. We're going to sing about the living hope that we have because of that faith in Jesus, because of what he has done. And Eric is going to lead us in the song, Living Hope.